soon. You can go to stopthesteal.us and find a local location here, or get more information on many of us who are going to march on Washington to demand to stop the steal. There are plenty of grassroots groups, a coalition, if you will, coming together to march on Washington, as well as hold rallies at your local state or capital offices or registrar's offices. So, you know, the grassroots is many, and it takes on different many different forms. Specifically, I'm involved with StopTheSteal.us, and we had, like I said, thousands of people show up with Stop the Steal signs. The American people are on to the Democrat Party. They understand that this election has not been free, it has not been fair, and it certainly has not been transparent. And what we are demanding are free, fair, and transparent elections. We want the vote audited, and we want every legal vote counted.
And the organization, the address for the organization dealing with these marches this weekend?
StopTheSteal.us.
StopTheSteal.us. We'll pass that along. That is dynamite. Megan, always good. Even in tumult and chaos, you always have a way of breaking things down. It's always good. Thanks so much. And if folks want to reach out to you, where do they find you?
They can find me at ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe is my Parler, Twitter, and Instagram, and Facebook handle.
And be looking for that newsletter every weekend?
Every Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
And all you got to do is go to ReaganBabe.com?
That's all. Or my Facebook page. They can sign up there.
Very good. Megan, thank you. Always good to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Good gal. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 5:31, and I got to tell you, at this hour, it looks a lot different when it's dark. Traffic is pushing along very slowly right now on the Beltway, 215 eastbound and westbound at Valley Verde. It's been slow in that corridor for some time. Also, 215 westbound at Gibson. Bumper-to-bumper flows 215 south at Wigwam. You're touch and go on the 15 north at Desert End, southbound 15 at the Spaghetti Bowl at the 95 interchange. Also, remember that road work up in North Las Vegas, 15 north at Lamb. And they're still doing some construction work there as well. On Nellis Boulevard, that is mainly between Tropicana and Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Kickoff times being announced for some future UNLV football games. They are going to play at Colorado State on November 21st. That game is scheduled for a 2:30 start. And then the following Friday, they are going to host Wyoming. That is the day after Thanksgiving. And that game is going to have a 1 o'clock kickoff. UNLV game ready for their game this Saturday when they are set to match up against San Jose State. The Raiders are concerned about fullback Alec Ingold. He has had x-rays taken on his injured ribs, and they'll see how long he could potentially be out. The Raiders host Denver coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, it was comical. MSNBC has fired John Meacham for hiding the fact that he's a Biden speechwriter. Oh, my God. This hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, or business contacts. Personalize with a family picture or corporate logo and take 20% off your purchase. And all you got to do is use the promo code KevinWall2020. That's KevinWall2020. Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. I absolutely love that, though. John Meacham is just another one of those talking heads. And you know what it's going to be? It's going to be just like Donna Brazile. That somebody in the cable TV world will find a place for him. It always happens that way. No. I mean, how could you let somebody who was disgraced as the chairman of the DNC? I mean, it's amazing. And this is a woman that was cheating. But she found work, albeit at Fox News Channel. And can I tell you something? We used to watch Fox News Channel all the time. And you know what? I'm watching Newsmax on Channel 96. Here in the studio, and I just might keep it on Newsmax, because Fox isn't doing us any favors, folks. They're just not doing it. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear Mike Pompeo, though, and this was funny today. Mike Pompeo had a news conference at the State Department. He's the Department of State, and he is the Secretary of State. And he has a news conference, I guess a regularly scheduled news conference, and one of the questions involved the transition and whether, you know, they're hindering the next administration, whoever that might be, that they're hindering their transition. Let's go to cut three real quick. And see if we can't get Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. Will his department be ready for a peaceful transition? And listen to this. This was funny. Here it is.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team? And if not, at what point does a delay hamper a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right. We're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Do you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals and massive leads or significant leads with 99% reporting are going to be overturned, and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time. Right? It took us 37-plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, earlier today in our nation's capital. Take a quick break. We will come back in just a matter of minutes. This gets more and more bizarre, though, and I'll just give you the broad strokes. There is going to be in D.C. on Saturday a million MAGA march. There are going to be marches all across the country, and I think that's good. People are going to say, no, these people are they're deniers. That'll be the new thing. Watch and see if they don't start calling these people, that means you and me, those of us that want to count every legal vote before we make a decision. No, we're going to be deniers. And somehow, you know, this thing of, well, we want unity and you know, we don't want name-calling. We're going to have name-calling. And we are going to be deniers. That's what's going to happen. Stay where you are. We got a lot more to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The markets are going crazy on this new vaccine. Did you hear about that? The Pfizer people. And by the way, Moderna's got one that's coming out probably in the next couple of weeks. And we are just weeks away from having vaccine, which really, it's really sad if the president loses the race, loses the election, and ends up finding a cure for a dread disease. That's there's just no justice in this world. Roy Blunt is a senator from, believe it or not, from my old state of Missouri. And he's got, I believe he's got Pfizer that has a presence in Missouri. And he's looking down the road past just Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Let's go to cut four. This is Roy Blunt, the senior senator from Missouri. Or is it Missouri? Here it is.
All of these companies, plus about three more, are all making vaccines as they get near the end of the trial period. So there'll be several million copies of any of these vaccines available on day one. And once you get that system started, it begins to produce vaccines pretty quickly. I think the distribution effort has been well thought out. The states have all submitted a plan. Hopefully the states will all respond to the proposal of how the vaccine would be allocated to healthcare workers and first responders first, people most in danger of having the worst results if they got the virus. Nursing homes would be a big group in that. And then the essential employees of the country, the school bus drivers, the teachers, the daycare center workers, the grocery store clerk, food processing employee, people who are in a lot of contact with other people. If they can't get it, they can't give it to you. So every day as you take these groups off the danger zone of the vaccine, not only they get safer, but everybody else gets safer. By the time you get to the end of those groups, you've had about 50% of the American population would have had the ability to have the vaccine. And then we'll see what happens with everybody else. And on those companies that we thought had a better chance of being successful than not, and they're not successful, the American taxpayers are going to lose a little money on that. And in fact, if we didn't have a failure here, we weren't trying hard enough. We weren't pushing the envelope far enough. Remember, all these vaccines will be a little bit different from any of the others, and they're all being produced irrespective of what's happening anywhere else. So this is really big news. I, again, hope as we now move beyond the election discussion to a real pandemic response discussion that people are going to appreciate what's really happened, both what the administration did and I'd suggest most importantly what the Congress was willing to appropriate money for.
This is going to get interesting. We could, well, certainly before the president leaves office, my guess is we will have a vaccine going out the door. And wouldn't it be ironic if the guy that developed Operation Warp Speed ends up having to leave office? That is That would be sad. I mean, that really would be. One of the things. Oh, by the way, they are now saying that there is a statistician who has claimed there are anomalies in the state of Pennsylvania that are going on right now, and that could impact that race in Pennsylvania. This, folks, I'm just telling you, this thing is not over. This thing is not over, and it may not be over this time next week. We do know that here in Nevada they have to have the balloting concluded and counted by Thursday. Now, whether that'll happen or not, I don't know. I'm not even sure if Joe Gloria is still giving out those two times a day news conferences. But we should have something. We should know something relatively soon. And Karl Rove, you know, has been studying the numbers like crazy, looking at the congressional elections. Let's go to cut five real quick. See if we can. Or no, in fact, instead, let's go to Frank, my buddy Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Kevin, when in the history of this country, even with this Pravda or this George Goebbels media we've got, when was there ever in your lifetime the office of the president-elect? When you watch any of the news now, he gets up and the backdrop says office of the president-elect. Yeah. I don't ever recall seeing that in the Constitution or anywhere. Kevin, have you ever seen that before?
I have not, no, that's when I saw that, I had to do a double take. I had to say, now, wait a minute, is that really what I'm seeing? And it turns out it is. They've created an office of the president-elect.
Goebbels, Lenin, Pravda, they couldn't be prouder of this media. And I just want to say to your listeners, if we're going to Neville Chamberlain, and that's you youngsters, Google them. If we're going to Neville Chamberlain, we deserve whatever we get, Kevin.
Thanks
for your
Frank.
Time, buddy.
Thanks, man. That's Frank. Great. He's been with us, gosh, back in my days at CBS. I mean, now that's crazy. No, and he's on a lot of the shows here in town. But he's smart and he's good, and I love having him on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that a vaccine may be on the way, the casino industry feels as if that might be their salvation. Are they kidding? Do they even realize how long it's going to take? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, what a day it's been. And believe it or not, we're not done yet. Believe it or not, there's going to be, I guess, a rally. And rallies across the country at 12 noon on Saturday. And they're calling them the Million MAGA March. Oh, would that not be sweet? I don't know if we'll have a million people there, but there'll be a million people, I guarantee, across the country. And there will be rallies here in Nevada. We'll keep you apprised to that as we get closer. But simply put, this is going to be a peaceful protest. Which, by the way, sorry, Governor, it's legal. Peaceful protest. It's what we're going to do. Somebody asked me, am I going to D.C.? Can I tell you something? I haven't flown since the pandemic. And part of it is I've been afraid to fly. That might be a really good reason to go to Washington, D.C., and be a part of history. We'll learn more about that. It's just in the planning stages right now, but we're already getting on towards Wednesday. So, that'll be. I promised I'd let you hear Karl Rove. Let's go to cut five very quickly. Karl Rove, looking at the aftermath of these congressional elections. Here he is.
First of all, I'm shocked that the Republicans have made gains. I think they're going to end up picking up between 10 and 12 seats net in the House. And remember, all the forecasts were, you know, Cook Report, you name it, was we were going to be seeing Republican losses in the, you know, 12 to 15 to 20, 19 or 20 range. And that's pretty astonishing, as are the results in the state legislative races, which, again, were expected to be a wipeout for Republicans. And the Republicans gained chambers, the Democrats lost chambers. But to me, you passed over something that's significant.
Sure.
Remember how President-elect Biden could get his tax cut. Deadlock the Senate at 50-50 so that there is a Vice President Harris is in the chair. Pass a budget resolution in the House, pass a budget resolution in the Senate, reconcile that budget resolution to give what's called protection to a tax bill. You would do it under what's called reconciliation, and it only requires 51 votes. If you have a Republican Senate, then there's no chance that they're going to be able to get an agreement on a budget resolution between the House and the Senate that would allow you to pass a tax bill in the Senate with 51 votes.
That would be scary. That would be flat out scary. Thanks to Karl Rove, thanks to Roy Blunt, Mike Pompeo, even Joe Biden. But most importantly, I want to thank you for making us your choice for the ride home in the afternoon. We're going to be here for you, folks. We ain't going anywhere. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. For Gentleman Jim Dallas, for Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night. right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up